Did that dream hit you with sadness? I'm just kind of, it's a very peculiar juxtaposition because most of us, we long for our loved ones who've gone before. But it's kind of like you said, well, I'll see you later, but not for a while. I'm
Yeah,
not
not
really
for a
in a
while.
rush.
I'm not in a rush. Actually, in the context of the dream itself, I was probably looking at them more as metaphors than I was any kind of real visitation. So they were like metaphors for me giving up on life. But I don't know, it was something my mom would have said.
Do you actually have any kind of a concept of afterlife, rebirth, any of that kind of thing, or is it just all into the universal pool? What do you think about with respect to that kind of thing?
As a matter of fact, there's a little Easter egg, what they call on a CD. It's like a hidden track on my new CD, and it's called Shem, which is short for the Hebrew word Shem Hamfarish, which means the divided name of God. It's really the last 72 words of one of my books called The Chicken Kabbalah of Rabbi Lamed Ben Clifford. And, it answers that question about how I feel about, afterlife or the big pool and all of that. And it's not a song. I wrote the melody and I play it in the background, but it's just 72 words. I try to explain how I feel in those 72 words.
Shem, Lon Milo Duquette.
For I am divided for love's sake, for the chance of union. God is. Undivided, God is pure potentiality and realizes nothing. God can only realize itself by becoming many, and then experiencing all possibilities through the adventures of its many parts. The ultimate purpose for my existence is to exhaust my individual potentiality. My love of God and God's love of me springs from the great secret we share. The secret is God and I will achieve supreme enlightenment at the same moment.